My name is Jocelyn Rubalcaba and I'm 13 years old. I don't have millions of friends, but I do have a few amazing friends. This is a story of how I met my best friend Deja. When I was younger, being popular was the only thing that mattered to my best friend at the time. She dragged me up the social ladder and forced me to be a complete different person so that we would stay up there. In fifth grade, she noticed a girl that she didn't like and told me that I wasn't allowed to be friends with her. I remember the same day, the girl had smiled at me with the kindest and most genuine smile I've ever seen. I looked over and saw that my best friend at the time was watching, so I looked at the girl straight in the eyes and scoffed and acted like a jerk. My best friend was proud. I remember looking back and seeing the girl's face fall, and I watched her walk away with glossy eyes. That image still haunts me to this day, and it's probably the reason why I get so defensive when my friends are sad. Putting others down to bring ourselves up. 10 jerk points to Josie. I remember a few days later, I saw the same girl in the hallway, and I smiled at her. She looked at me with anger, and it was at that moment that I knew she hated me. I mean, she had every right to hate me. I was a jerk to her. We ended up hating each other for the rest of the year. And by hating, I mean she hated me, and I just dealt with it. The next year was the first year of middle school, and my old best friend had transferred schools. I was finally free, and I could be myself again. My old friend Mika welcomed me back with open arms, and we started our group. The girl that hated me sat down at our table at lunch, and I quickly apologized for being so mean to her. That was the day that Deja Garcia became my best friend. As if our past had just dissolved into mist, we became closer than close. She accepted me when I told her I wanted to be me, not some stuck-up popular girl. I quickly fell down the social chain, and I was totally okay with that. Now I have some pretty amazing friends who I love more than anything. People who, instead of holding me back, push me forward. People who continue to inspire me to be a better person. So thank you to Deja, Mika, Johnny, and Jocelyn for being my first real friends. If I learned anything from this, it's that if your friends are bringing you down or not allowing you to be your true self, they are not real friends and they don't deserve you. Pull away from toxic people. You don't deserve the way they treat you. And remember that not all bad beginnings have to end bad. This story was produced by Josie Rubalcaba during the Media Gardens Radio Production and Storytelling Workshop 2018.